Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, it's Christmas Eve. This is the DJV program without the J. Well, one of the J's is not here doing Christmas elsewhere, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, Christmas Eve, marking the end of the Advent season. Okay, so ladies, do you remember when you were younger, did you have an Advent calendar, or do you still have them today? For either you or your children, sort of. That's
I had them when I was a kid, with chocolate, you know, each little window you opened had chocolate in it.
Yeah, or they had other things.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that?
No. We had one of Santa's elves. Her name was Brownie Bee. She would send us popcorn, like different kind of popcorn, caramel corn or the cheddar popcorn.
Really?
It's a good time.
Doesn't sound as good as chocolate under any circumstance. Anyway, so the Advent season begins November 30th, usually. A lot of people in Europe begin it earlier than that. And then they believe that at midnight on Christmas Eve, animals possess the power of speech. So you can talk to the animals, literally. I can talk to my cows. I can talk to my new little donkey. I have a little pony now. We've got goats on the farm. I can talk to the ducks. So it's a nice concept of talking to animals started on Christmas Eve a long, long time ago. And I guess there's a closely related belief that people in England and all over Europe, as a matter of fact, think that cattle rise up in their stalls at midnight on Christmas Eve, and then they kneel to worship the Christ child. That was part of, remember, the original idea was that in that nativity scene that you see or did see when you were in, like, probably a young, how many people went to Sunday school? I guess I'm telling a story
out
of school.
Yeah, I did for a bit.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But also, okay. I feel like everybody's parents had the nativity scene as one of their Christmas decorations, too.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was everywhere.
So, just to put things straight, I actually have been to Nazareth in Bethlehem. I went to the place in the bottom of this old, they built a church around where the nativity supposedly took place. And the day that I went there, I took a cab from Jerusalem over to Bethlehem, and it was during the war. And the cab, it took me a half hour to find a cab that would actually bring me over there. And when I got out of the cab, I looked at the buildings. This is a little square in a little town, and the Palestinians had been shooting it up, so the buildings were all full of bullet holes at the time. And the cab driver was noticeably very nervous, but I gave him a little extra money so that he would bring me over there and we would, you know, be able to, experience going down into this little section of this little building to see where supposedly Christ was born and Joseph and Mary were there. It's when you experience those things, or when you go into the old city of Jerusalem where, he was nailed to the cross and all of the other history that's there, it is the eeriest feeling. It really is. I mean, you can't help but have a spiritual experience. And that's what the day supposedly is all about, except that it really isn't because Christ was born in March. So, at any rate. But listen to the great things that come to us as a result of our feelings of goodwill. Because I think we all do. Don't you feel, both of you, that you have tidings of joy and feelings of goodwill actually built into this part of the year? It almost comes naturally. Yes, mm-hmm. Or no?
Yeah. This is my favorite time of year. This is the happiest time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And
oh, except
time
for that song. It's almost like Pavlov's Dog, because that song is used as the stressful shopping scene in every Christmas movie. So the most wonderful time of the year, that's just triggering.
That. Okay, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Is that better?
Let's do that so one much instead. Better.
Yeah. There are also a lot of great charities. One of the things that we have been talking about this week, past few weeks, actually, with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the author of several books about scams, and he has a website called scamicide.com. He'll tell you the charities not to go to. There are some great charities to give to, and I think one of them we really learned a lot. Thank you, Jay, for the research that you did. Don't forget, even though we're in the Christmas season, there were things that happened just a couple of weeks ago in the central part of the country, Kentucky and Tennessee, where people now still are without homes. They're still without power. They don't have any water. They don't have business. They've just, their lives have been completely upended by this tornado. So we like to think about the people that we can help, and I think Americans are very generous at Christmas time. So there's a charity called Kids Alive International. The website is kidsalive.org that you might want to support. I support the SPCA, frankly, at Christmas time. I think that, I mean, I'd like to support them all year long, but that's another good suggestion. Anybody else got good suggestions for, I think, like the Robin Hood Foundation? Those mostly targets poor people in big cities. Let's see here. There's a Samaritan's Purse, which is good. We probably ought to just post these on the site, because if I go through them, people won't remember them anyway. But you will remember Pandemic of Love, which is the Mutual Aid Society, right? For Kentucky, the tornado victims that are there.
I'd like to throw in the World Central Kitchen. That's
please.
Where all the chefs, no matter where the disaster is, they mobilize. They have trucks. They make hot meals for first responders, for people who lost their homes. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of meals. These chefs all get together to make. So,
cool.
you can't really get through these types of struggles without eating. And so that's something I think people forget.
Yeah.
So it's important.
And
to add to it, if you want to make sure your monetary gift is staying in your own community, there are so many local donations and organizations that you can get involved with. Just look online and do your research. Make sure that all of your donation is going to whatever it is that they're
absolutely
wanting to benefit. But everywhere has places in your own community to help.
Yeah, that's why I don't support the Red Cross or some of these other outfits. Salvation Army is good at Christmas time, I think. That's also a good and worthwhile cause. And it's easy to just throw the money into the kettle at the mall and bing, bang, boom. Of course, nobody goes to the mall anymore because of Amazon and all these other websites where people find it much more convenient to buy all the crap that they have from China. So have yourself a Merry Christmas. You can still buy champagne for Christmas at gifttree.com. That's not an ad, but you can get it shipped in 24 hours. And by the way, this is an ad. MyPillow.com. The folks at MyPillow want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and they're giving back at MyPillow. You still can order anything in the catalog today and get it delivered, imagine that, in time. They're going to be delivering tomorrow? I can't imagine that. Well, maybe they'll deliver on Sunday. At any rate, still MyPillow products come. Don't forget, 60-day guarantee that's exclusive to MyPillow. You can wash and dry all the things, the comforters, the pillows, the blankets, everything that's in the catalog is made in America, everything, and they haven't run out of anything, so you can order anything in the catalog and get it very quickly using the promo code DJV. So you go to MyPillow.com, you can order a queen-size mattress, a king-size mattress, all of the fitting sheets that go with it. That's what I like about it. Don't you like those sheets that actually fit? You have a big, thick mattress. I have a big, thick mattress, and the bed's a little off the floor. It's kind of a higher bed. You climb into it. And then the mattress topper, put the sheets on it. It's very cool and a great way to get rest during the winter months, especially. I think sometimes people, they don't know when to get up and they don't know when to go to sleep. But when you go, you can have an enjoyable time of it with things you buy in time for delivery right away. It's in the catalog at MyPillow.com. And when you use the DJV code, you save up to 65%. And you also get a lot of BOGO deals as well. So check them all out. Get what you need and what you want at MyPillow.com. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight. The best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking calories during this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking calories, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Hi, this is Brad Paisley, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year to you, sir. Thank you for being here on the DJV program, Christmas Eve 2021, with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay's going to make sure she posts all the ideas that we came up with, and then some, for charities to give to this Christmas on the DJV websites, social media, at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. I noticed that the polls, there's always the Christmas poll, there's always a New Year's poll. So as we get to the end of the year, and we really are focused on Christmas this week, New Year next week. Let's take New Year out of the equation. I see that families seem to be more excited, ladies, to give gifts than they are to receive them. Why do you suppose that is? What's the psychology behind that? There were a couple of thousand Americans who said it's more fun to give than to get. Who?
I mean, I feel that way.
In interviews and kids.
Yeah. I feel that way every year. I love finding a great gift for someone that I care about, and I don't really necessarily even care what I get in return. I really like doing it.
Well,
so
do you expect if you give a gift to somebody or even send them a card that they ought to send you a card back or a gift? Yes or no?
I think you should give gifts to our immediate family. Yeah, and we only do gifts to immediate family and here on the show. So, like, all of us give each other gifts and that, but beyond that, I don't send gifts out to people.
Yeah. All of us give gifts to each other?
All of us, Phil and Jen and Jay and me, who else is left?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, okay.
The Grinch, you stole Christmas. I just don't, I think that it's more, I just think, you know what? I give my spirit of cheer year-round. That's my gift to you, ladies. Okay. Goodwill and good cheer. That's what it is. But it is nice to know that people would rather give than get. Because, adults, children, no. They gave the bets off.
Well,
I couldn't imagine asking my grandson, who's seven, Miles, what do you want? You want to give me something? Gramps, what are you going to give me for Christmas?
Right.
And he's not that self-centered, but, you can hear that from children for sure. As we celebrate the day and night before Christmas on the DJV program in the next half hour, I'm going to do my annual read of Yes, Virginia! There is a Santa Claus.
Matt. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and the voices of death.
Yeah, right. That was scary. Jeez.
All right, anyway.
Christmas future. We're all going to die.
That's it. We're all hitting the road. Okay, so now, because it's trending, this is the time and every hour we do trending updates with Jay and Victoria, understanding that we need to be inspired by whatever is on social media. We'll get to that. Oh, a lot of inspiring things going on. We'll touch on them after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back to what's on the trending list. So who is the woman who is inspired by the holiday? What did she do? This has been all over TikTok, right?
Yeah. So she's 25 years old. She's a TikToker. She saw the romantic comedy, The Holiday, just this last Thanksgiving, and she was inspired by it, the Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet movie. And she's kind of like, "I'm tired of dating apps. I'm tired of the dating scene here in Boston." That's where she is. And so she kind of did this TikTok video showing her apartment, and she's like, "Does anybody in Europe want to swap homes for the holidays?" And she actually had people submitting their places. And so she said, "You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do do it. She's going to spend Christmas. She's with her family in Connecticut right now. And then she is going to Europe. She has not narrowed down exactly where she's going, but the finalists are, let's see, somewhere in Ireland, somewhere in Scotland, and somewhere in England. And the kicker is
all
Nancy
great
Myers.
Choices.
Nancy Myers, who the 2006 film is from, The Holiday, even responded to this and was like, this is amazing. I love this idea, but also don't answer your door in the middle of the night because The Holiday is a movie.
And Jude Law is not on the other side of the door.
Yeah, Jude Law is not going to be on the other side, unfortunately.
Nancy Myers wrote, I think, and directed that movie, did she not? She's a well-known director. Yep, she did that. Cameron Diaz is in it, and Kate Winslet is in it. So Jack Black is in it. So it's neat.
Eli Wallach, who's no longer with us, it just steals the heart of the movie. Yeah. Eli Wallach's character,
because he did that. He was
the
great.
The relationship
much
in that
better.
Film is between him and Kate. Kate Winslet.
Cry every time that he gets up on the stage. It's so cute. It's such a good movie.
So there have been on our social media this week a number of questions. For example, I excoriated those people who decided that they ought to have a fake tree. And I wonder about, give us a couple of people's responses to real or fake tree.
More people like fake trees. David Trevor loves a real tree, but says it makes more sense to have an artificial tree in his home. Lynn Hafner prefers the real tree, a real cedar all the way. And Patty Johnson says fake pre-lit. And I get that, Patty.
Yeah. Come on.
I love a real tree. I've always had a real tree, but we have a fake one now. It just won't stay alive in the heat.
Thumbs down to Victoria. Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. With an astounding 648-mile driving range, the Prius Prime takes everything people love about the legendary hybrid vehicle and adds an estimated 25 miles of EV driving range when fully charged. In hybrid mode, the Prius Prime LE stands out with an estimated 55 city, 53 highway, and 54 combined miles a gallon. Prius Prime has an estimated 133 mpge when fully charged. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Andy Sal. Now that the dark days of winter have descended upon us, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of, it's a dose of lighter lights and brighter brights. And what more obvious way to do that than to bring T-Mobile and Hasbro together to introduce Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. Now with 184 magenta pegs. For just $20, you can get your very own Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. And if you act before Christmas, shipping and handling are completely free. Besides the brand new magenta pegs, it also comes with the traditional Lightbright pegs and 4 wireless-inspired templates. At T-Mobile's 5G Lightbright website, users can download and upload other design templates to add hours upon hours of fun. Lightbright T-Mobile Edition originally sold out within 30 hours of first being announced, but now it's back in stock and ready to ship. To get your own Lightbright T-Mobile Edition right now, go to t-mobile.com/5G Lightbright.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kim Potter is now behind bars. She was immediately taken into custody after being convicted of 2 counts of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during his suburban Minneapolis traffic stop last April. Katie Bryant is Dante's mother.
Now we've been able to process it. We want to thank the entire prosecution team. We want to thank community support. Everybody who's been out there that has supported us in this long fight for accountability.
The former police officer will be sentenced in February. She faces up to 15 years in prison. Another pill has been approved for COVID-19, although the at-home medication from Merck is considered much less effective and has more side effects than the Pfizer pill, which was approved on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
What's the budget at CDC? Do you happen to know that?
CDC, it's about $9 billion, sir.
How about at NIAID? What's the budget there?
$6
billion. $6 billion. $9 billion at CDC, $6 billion. NIAID. What about NIH? What's the budget there?
Between 42 and 43 billion.
42 and 43. So I do the quick math. That's like 57, 58 billion dollars. That's annual, right?
Annual.
Okay. And you know how many people work at CDC?
31,000 people between CDC and NIH.
31,000 people spending $58 billion a year. Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
Don't ask astronomers to choose between the Hubble Space Telescope and the new James Webb Space Telescope. Susan Mullally, Webb's deputy project scientist, says comparing Hubble and Webb is like asking if you'll love your second child as much as your first. End quote. Liftoff for the 100 times stronger Webb telescope is slated for Christmas morning from the coast of South America. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
I'm not much of a fan of the slow Christmas songs. I'll make an exception for this because it's such a fabulous version. And it comes about not necessarily because of the lyric content, but it's like listening to Adele in her special. It's how she sings the stuff. And who sings this song better than Nat King Cole?
Nobody.
Does everybody know, even though he's long since gone, he died at the age of 46 of lung cancer, but during his career, he had such a huge impact on the entire music tradition, no matter what it was. The King Cole Trio in the 40s and the 50s. His daughter, Natalie Cole, has certainly been a significant contributor to the music world. But this song is one of the songs. We asked people on our social media what their favorite Christmas songs were. A couple of examples, Jay, including this one, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Jeff Main picked this one. Susie Ortiz loves Mary Did You Know, the Pentatonics version.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Sutton's favorite is Silver Bells, the Andy Williams version.
How many of you have been listening to Christmas stations this year as compared to last year? They all started kind of early this year. People said, oh, this is great. There are two different kinds of Christmas music stations I find in my experience. One of them, the up-tempo, upbeat Christmas tunes that are fun, like the old Ronette songs and the Andy Williams songs and Jose Feliciano and Mariah Carey and all of that stuff. And then there are the stations that play Silver Bells, Silver Bells.
Or the Christmas Shoes.
Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful song, but it's so heartbreaking. Can we just let that one go away?
And that damn Grinch that stole Christmas. My God, what an awful song. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so other questions we've asked on our social media. Eggnog. Victoria was all excited about this because she loves, loves, loves eggnog.
No, I guess I'm in the minority, right, Jay? What did the numbers show?
Yeah, yeah. So out of everybody, 78% were like, heck yes to eggnog. 22% were anti-eggnog. I am in that category. I am in the 22%.
Wrongly.
Yeah. Really? I don't like eggs, but there's something about eggnog. I don't even know
if eggs are in it. It's just gross-tasting
milky. Wait, I thought eggs were in it.
I don't know. It's just this gross, like, it's like drinking buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you, though.
Yeah. Well, a couple people were like, they only want homemade eggnog. They won't do the store-bought. And then other people were like, you got to add bourbon. You got to add brandy.
I don't even like brown liquor, but I'll take that minus the nog, and I'll be fine.
You're
going to
put that into milk?
No, you're supposed to. Well, eggnog has bourbon in it. Or, I guess.
What you should do, instead of eggnog, just make a good vanilla milkshake. There you go, and you can put bourbon in that,
or brandy.
Yeah. Much for everyone.
Fruitcake. David Slater, thank you for your input. Nancy Sullivan, Jana Masterson, Dan Myers, among others, who were in the for or against column. Okay, so we also asked people about their favorite holiday traditions. You got some good responses to this. Jay,
yeah,
what
a lot of these were really sweet. Charlene Greer's sons would open one present on Christmas Eve when they were little, and then they couldn't open the rest until after breakfast on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Carrie Morgan, I want to be part of this family. The extended family gets together for Christmas Eve, a Christmas Eve dinner that includes a huge pot of seafood gumbo.
Yum.
Right? Huh.
Yeah.
And Lauren Sherrill's family, they all go to see a movie on Christmas Day after all the presents are open.
That's cool.
Christmas Day used to be a really big day for movies, right? Because by the time you're around your family so much, you're sick of everybody.
I always go to the movies on Christmas Day.
There used to be the Christmas movie of the season or whatever of the year would drop on Christmas Day.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of traditions, on this program every year since I started doing a, actually before I started doing a syndicated program, I think every single year I have been on the air, most of the time, I know you won't find this shocking, ladies, I was the guy who was live on the air on Christmas when I was doing a live. I remember
the least surprising thing about you
being, I was the only live guy on KBC on Christmas. I was the only live guy on CK, no, I wasn't on CKY, but on the stations here, 105.7 and WKY.
So was your family at home while you were live on all these holidays?
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes I brought the kids to the studio with me, and they'd go on the air with me. And I'd play Christmas music, and Tony would be listening, and we'd have, kind of fun stuff that we do. But I always was on the air. And until you guys spoiled it, we have done live shows on Christmas whenever Christmas fell during the midweek. Until a couple of years ago. And so every year, though, since I went on, I think I started doing this when I started doing talk in 1974. I can't remember doing this when I was a disc jockey. The story of Virginia, the story from an editorial in the New York Sun, the letter, and I get emotional about this because it's such a great story. And it's so fabulously done. So I will bring to you, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus in a few moments. Meanwhile, for those of you who are imbibing, those of you who are eating and drinking and having a merry old time, and then waking up the day after and looking at your waist and you look like Santa Claus, you feel like Santa Claus, well, Santa Claus has got a present for you. It's Calitrin. So I guess because Calitrin has been such an important part of the DJV program and other stuff that I do, I wonder if you gave this to someone or you received it, would you take offense at someone giving you a weight loss product, weight loss support product?
I feel like maybe this falls into the stocking stuffer category, where like, that's okay, right? Like, where you can get socks and deodorant and it's okay. It's like not a flashy kind of gift area.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So
but also,
the weight loss
it's not just
is
about-
good.
And it's not just about weight loss. It's got collagen in it. So it's like, thank you for thinking about my anti-wrinkles regimen.
Yeah, right. Or your joints that hurt, that kind of stuff. Okay, that's good.
Oh, sure,
that's
that
the
too.
Thing. Yeah, right, okay. Calitrin works. If you've not heard the story, go to toploss.com. Haven't read the story. There are all kinds of very important, interesting results that have come from people who have used this product for 24 years. It supports weight loss, and it's good, as the lady said, about the other ancillary things that are beneficial coming from the combination of ingredients that are just nothing but good. All natural. The way it's the most powerful part of the message here is that it helps you maintain your weight once you lose it. That's really supportive and very important. And the other part of the message is that, unfortunately, the virus has spikes in it that are attracted to fat. So the fatter you are, the heavier you are, the more likely you are to get COVID. Keep that in mind, too. The 12 days of Christmas giveaways are about over, but you can take advantage of them now if you hustle and get the product delivered after Christmas. You also don't have to pay for it. They got a new afterpay option, which you can check out, too. Find out how this will help you after Christmas and New Year's eating. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
This holiday season is focused on gratitude. Avoid the pitfalls of last-minute shopping by buying a gift that shows love and appreciation. Amanda Gizzi is with Jewelers of America.
As the holiday season progresses, don't fall into the pitfalls of last-minute shopping and buying generic gifts with no meaning. Give your loved ones a gift of jewelry. With one trip to your local reputable jeweler, you can find gifts that will make your loved ones shine this year.
What should people know about buying gifts of fine jewelry?
The most important step is to head to your local reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. Your jeweler is your gift concierge, and they will find the perfect pieces for your budget. Top jewelry styles this holiday season are diamond earrings, heart-shaped jewelry, and chain-link necklaces or bracelets.
To find a Jewelers of America member jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Hey, y'all, it's Marie and the Lambert. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year as well from the DJV program, Christmas Eve. And Jennifer has, what is she doing, Santa Claus stuff? I think that's what she's doing. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner, and the Dougster with, I already have, my eyes are watery. And so you'll support me, ladies, through this, because as many times as I have done this, every year, and I don't even know, there must be something that wrinkles in here with my own story, and I don't, as I think about it, I don't remember anybody telling me there wasn't a Santa Claus. I do remember. Do you remember the moment when you found out Santa Claus wasn't who you thought Santa Claus was? And then it spoiled it.
Is this a
no, Santa Claus is totally real. He calls our family every morning, every Christmas Day morning. So we're expecting his call tomorrow morning.
In 1897, Francis Church was the editorial director of the New York Sun. And he got a letter from a girl who wrote the story. She wrote this letter to the editor. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me, talking about not the Sun, but the Sun newspaper, please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon sent the letter, 115 West 95th Street in New York. So the response from the editor, who was, let's see, who's his name? Francis Church. He wrote the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their mind. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect is compared with a boundless world all around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of the truth and knowledge in the universe. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if there were no Santa Claus? It'd be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable our existence. We should have to have no enjoyment except the sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? Might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to watch Santa Claus, but even if they didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign there is no Santa Claus. The most real things are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen in our world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view the picture of the supernatural beauty that is in existence. It's glorious. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all the world, there is nothing else more real, excuse me, or abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he'll continue to make glad the hearts of children. So, that was written in 1897, and it still holds. Don't you think it holds up today?
It yes, does. And, yeah. Thank sure. you for reading that, Doug. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I was, you know, it's a, not only is it a good, happy time of year for many people, it's pretty emotional, too. Now, where are we? At 10 before the hour? This is the DJV Christmas Eve hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Three past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown with a review now from Victoria Keelan of the DJV program of the top five items that we've discussed on the program from the world of technology from number five to number one. Number five is a focus on the iPhone. What do we have here, Victoria?
Well, this was not like the most cheerful headline that iPhone made this week, especially with the holidays. But what this is Apple has released iOS 15.2, and with that update comes the legacy contact setting. This is the setting, this is a new tool that allows you to specify who can access your Apple account, your photos, your notes, your mail, all that, after you die. And so Google and Meta, formerly Facebook, they've offered a similar setting for years now, but Apple had a very lengthy process that required getting a court order, and so now with this new update, you can go into settings and you select password and security. You'll see legacy contact there, and you can choose up to five people to have access to all of your accounts in the unfortunate, you know, event that you are no longer around, then your loved ones can still have access to your accounts.
All right. The next item up here for scrutiny is number four, which I don't have in my list. So here it is. These things
CSA,
are sent to me
your favorite.
Upside down. All right, so I have to edit this a little bit, Phil. Number four on our countdown of the hot items from the world of technology this week, TSA checkpoints. What are they going to start doing, Victoria?
They're getting a little more high-tech. So Apple introduced its updated Apple Wallet in June of this year, and so they said they were working to ensure that you could use it to get through airport security. Now, the TSA has actually confirmed that this will happen. They're going to start testing this in two different airports in February, and if it's successful, then the test will expand to two more states the following month. So the Apple Wallet is the first digital ID that the TSA will accept, and the program's expected to expand into other platforms in the future, but instead of a TSA staff member like physically examining your card, they will just, you scan it off your phone and all the information is there in front of them. So it should make it faster.
All right. Number three is a focus on the smart toys that are being given for Christmas. This sounds like a real warning. Listen up to this one, folks.
Yeah, for parents and grandparents who want to buy some cool high-tech toys, the smart toy industry is booming, and it's really driven by a lot of young parents who want to have something educational and not just, you know, shoving an iPad in front of the kid's face. So the demand for the smart toys, which are some in some cases really high-tech, this teddy bear could actually has basically an iPhone in it. So the risk is about privacy and following kids around and how much information kids might share with these smart products. So if you're a parent, the best thing to do is just make sure you're around your kids when they're using these toys so that they aren't sharing something that could potentially be a safety breach for them.
All right. Number two, Facebook is parent Meta. Meta, did you say Meta or Meta? It's Meta.
It's Meta.
Right.
Yeah, Meta, which is a stupid name, and they're trying to just get people to stop saying Facebook and associate it with negative things. But, and here's another negative thing, and of course this is happening right now at the holiday time. Meta is taking legal action against hackers who have impersonated Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram by conducting a phishing scam. And so they've found that 39,000 websites have been made in an attempt to replicate Meta services, and so usually they're catching people by email phishing scams. So just make sure that if you get an email from any one of these companies, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I'll throw in there too, don't answer that email. Go directly into your account, and if the company is trying to reach you, it will be in your messages, and it's the much more secure way to make sure you're not falling victim to all of these phishing scams, which are just getting worse and worse right now.
All the time. All right. Top story of the week from the world of technology is the website that's going to distribute information about COVID testing, yeah?
Correct. So President Biden said on Tuesday that Americans will soon be able to order free COVID tests from a government-run website. We don't know when the website will be available yet, but he said that 500 million at-home tests are already purchased and that the websites will be able to help you also get information on locations for booster shots or a COVID test near you. And so there's a lot of information that's going to be all in one place, which I think is long overdue because we've never really had a centralized place to go. People are on the CDC site, they're on the FDA site. I think this would be good. If they get it up and running and it works in time, then it might help with the Omicron surge.
Yep, well, there's plenty of that. And it'd be nice to have technology as a help here. All right, there they are, the top five stories this week. Let me say that again. You can edit this, Phil. There it is again, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.